haven't seen it. Maybe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm good to be back. It reminds me, last time we were here, and Torah was here,
yeah.
And I remember the shiur I gave then. It was
Yeah, we all remember.
You all remember, right. No, but evidently you do. Why did I say so? The shiur was whether you had a drink, coffee, in a shul. And I made a distinction, or discussed whether there'd be a distinction between the other building, with Oil Moshe, since it was originally built as a house, which would have some nafkaminas, and this shul over here, which seemingly was originally built as a shul. But evidently, everybody remembers, that's what I wanted to say, because people are drinking coffee. So you must remember that the maskana was, it's okay, yeah. as was pointed out, the shir is Shinu Mokum, that doesn't mean that we've moved the shir from, the shir's moved from Oil Moshe to here. Rather, it's the dinim of Brichas Hanenin, the dinim of, a very practical set of dinim. If you, when you make a bracha in one room, and you move to another room, make a bracha in one house, move to another house. It's a very practical set of dinim, an important set of dinim, and perhaps a bit unfortunately a complicated set of dinim, or fortunately, it depends, you know, two ways to look at it. But it is quite complicated, and maybe that's why there's sometimes a lack of clarity in those halachas. People, I think it's fair to say it's one of the sets of halachas that people aren't always exactly sure what to do. So we'll discuss a little bit, and I'll begin with a story. Like I like to begin with a practical shaila. So this was the story. There was a family. I mean, more or less a story that happened. It's happened many times, I'm sure, but I'm sharing it more or less as it happened. Family sitting together, eating supper, and it was a pyro supper. And I'm going to tell you exactly what was on the menu because this will become important. There was salmon as the main dish, and there was a salad, and there was pasta. Okay, that's what it was. They're enjoying their supper, and obviously they'd made a mezainis on the pasta, and adoma on the salad, and a shahakel on the salmon. Even in that order, relatively straightforward, the plate of food. And suddenly, in the middle of supper, they hear a song coming from outside. I'm not going to try and sing it because I can't sing, but Beniskov, Beniskov, Hashem, Levado. Does anyone know what that means? Yeah, so it smiles, right? That's Uncle Doobie's ice cream truck outside. So some of the people got up and went outside to buy themselves an ice cream. So, lucky with pyro supper, you know, milky ice cream, all's good and fine. So now the question is, do we need to make another brocha? When we left the house, they went out from the house, went out outside the front door into the street. When they come back, do you need to make another brocha? And perhaps there's a difference if they're eating the ice cream outside, which probably is better not to, but if that's what somebody's doing, or they're only eating the ice cream when they come back in, maybe it makes a difference if there's a cone with the ice cream. So that's what I want to go through, some of the details. I think the order, the way I'll do this is first I'll share the Gemara, briefly share the Shitta Sal Halacha, and then try and apply it to this plate of food and this setting. So the Gemara is a Gemara in Arvei Psochim. In fact, the Yisoid of the Gemara begins by discussing Kiddush with Yisrael Knesses. Arvei Psochim, a lot of the period is discussing the dinim of Kiddush. So it's discussing Kiddush made in Shul, and if somebody did drink the Kiddush wine in Shul, if they come home, whether they have to make another Hagofen on the wine. So that's how the Gemara enters the dinim of Shinu Mokum.
So the same Kiddush here in Kiddush?
If they drank the wine, it would only be relevant. This question is only relevant if they actually drank the wine. Moses points out, if you didn't drink the wine,
the children drink.
Right, that's today because we pasken then kiddush makom suda. But there's two days in the Gemara, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, that pasken this kiddush shalobi makom suda. They don't need kiddush makom suda, and they have to pasken you to kiddush and shul. And therefore, the chazan would drink the wine, anyone else who wants to do the mitzvah and mufcha and be toyim and taste a little bit of wine would do so. So therefore, a lot of people would have had some of the wine. And the question is, if they come home, do they have to make another agofen if they want to drink some more wine? And the Gemara begins with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that says no, shinemakom ein tzarich levarich, that even if you make a bracha in one place and you move over to another place, you never make a bracha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that moving from place to place never warrants another bracha. But ultimately the Gemara brings a brisa that says shinemakom tzarich levarich, and therefore tuvta Rabbi Yochanan tuvta, Rabbi Yochanan is refuted. So we don't pass on Rabbi Yochanan. The shit of Rabbi Yochanan is, although it's discussed relatively by Richas in the Gemara, it's pushed aside from the halacha.
Even if you have
dust in second place? Yeah. At least, in a different bias, in a different going from shul to your house. Even if you have das, we pask and that does not help. Yeah. Then we have the shitta of Rav Chisda, which in the Gemara, which is quite important. Rav Chisda makes a distinction. He says it depends what food you're eating. Some foods are called dvarim hatunin brocha achreinim b'mkoyimim. Some foods are called there's a chiyuv to make a bracha achreina in the place you ate the food. Okay, the example would be hamoitzi, according to all opinions, that's certainly the case. You can't eat over here and then go bench in a different room. You have to bench in the room that you ate. It was a rule familiar. So that's something that's ton bracha achreina b'mkoyimim. So in those things, a dish which is ton bracha achreina b'mkoyimim. So then Rav Chisda says, if you do go to another room, you do not make another bracha. So Rav Chisda says, if I eat a sandwich over here, and then I go home and eat another sandwich, I wouldn't make another moitzi. It continues. The logic, he says, is l'kiv v'kama hodar. Since I need to make a bracha chreina b'mkoymoy, since I need to make a bracha chreina over here, so if I'm leaving without a bracha chreina, well, what's happening? You can't make a bracha chreina in the next room, you have to make it over here. Evidently, you haven't yet finished eating. So the fact that you need to make a bracha chreina b'mkoymoy demonstrates that you're in the middle of your meal. And therefore, you're able to continue in another room or another house. That is the opinion of Rav Chisda. Let me clarify something. I was trying to think the best order to say this, but let me clarify something. You asked a good question, another room or another house, yeah? So in the Gemara, when we say Shinamachim needs another thing, so you have a statement from Rav Chisda, the name of Rav Huna, that Lo Shono Ele Mibayis Labayis, only another house is a problem. Avol, and I hear there's different Girsois. There's one Girsois, Avol Mipino Lepino, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, is not a problem, and that's the opinion of most Rishonim. And there's another Girsois that's Mimachim Lamachim, which would include Cheder Lecheder, Rashi learns. That even room to room, you do not need to make another bracha. So that's a machloikus. Now, la halacha, most poiskim hold that room to room is a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah says, since there's other shittas, the hold is not a hefsek, so therefore you shouldn't make another bracha when you go to the other room. You shouldn't go to the other room, you shouldn't make another bracha. But I will point out something important, which is even if you hold, and I'll summarize in a moment, even if you hold that cheder lecheder, room to room, is a hefsek, that's only if you didn't have das. But if you had das to go to the other room, so that takes away the issue. So therefore, on a practical level, if you're aware you're moving, you're going to be walking around, or you might be moving in the middle of eating from one room to the other room, so l'kulei alma, according to all opinions, that is called a continuation and it's not a hefsek. So therefore, again, just to summarize, if I leave when I say you change places, what's called changing places? So if you've left the house, the building that you're in, so then that's certainly a shinimokum. That's certainly called a change of places, and das doesn't help. Having a mind doesn't help. And therefore, for clarity's sake, we're going to keep to that setting, that you've actually left the building, as in my story. If you actually move to a different room, so if you had das, it's not a problem. It's not a problem to go from one room to the other room if you plan to. If you didn't plan to move from one room to the other room, so then it's a bit of a machloikus, and possibly you anyway wouldn't make another brocha. So it's true you probably shouldn't do that. You shouldn't move from one room to the other room without das. But anyway, wouldn't make another bracha. So cheder lecheder is an important question. Room to room is an important question. But it's not so straightforward that that's called a shenu makom. What is straightforward that it's called a shenu makom is leaving the house. So according to Rav Chisda, if you leave the house, so it depends what you've eaten. If you've eaten something which needs a bracha chorin in its place, like a moitzi, so then you can continue. And if you've eaten a dovrash ein tom bracha chreiner b'mkoyim, something that does not need a bracha chreiner in the place, that's a machloikus. But what would certainly be the case, let's ask, is shahakel. So let's say you've had the salmon in this story. If you've eaten the salmon, so then Salmon does not need a bracha chorin in its place. There's no problem to make each a hakel and to walk out the room, walk elsewhere, and make a bracha chorin over there. It's not a problem. I'm not even aware of, even a chatchila, any chiyuv to make a bracha chorin in the place. Salmon is ain't a tom bracha chorin b'mkoyme. The bracha chorin doesn't need to be in its place. But for that reason, when I do leave the room, we look at that as the end of the meal, and therefore we look at that at the end of the meal, and therefore I need to make another bracha. So if I, or leave the building, let's say. So anyway, yeah. Now, right, maybe I should clarify that the din is true both if you leave the building and are eating in the outside, or if you go out and come back, it's the same thing. Because once I've left, that is the shinim makom. That is the hesek. That is the hesek das. Different ways to learn. But the bottom line is, once you've left the room, that's what makes the cutoff. And therefore, it doesn't matter if you've come back or you're eating in the second place, as far as this halacha is concerned, it's all exactly the same. And okay, so that's Rav Chisda's din. So the truth is, in order to get... Right, the Gemara then asks a question on Rav Chisda, Meisve, a Braisa, and the Braisa says as follows. The Braisa says that Chaverim Shoei Mesubin, a group of people were sitting together and eating, and the Yotzu Likras Chosan, Likras Kala, and in the middle of the meal, they went to a chasana. So, and then they come back. So do they need to make another bracha or not? So the Gemara says it depends. If they all went, well, if they didn't all go, they left somebody behind. The Gemara gives an example, a zaken, somebody who's older, or a choylo, somebody who's ill, so he wasn't able to jump up in the middle of the meal and run to the chos and kala. So he stayed behind, but it's only an example, the poets can point out. The same would be true about anybody else. So if somebody's left behind, if somebody still sits inside, so then, when they come back, it's a continuation. When they come back, it's a hemshech, it's a continuation, and it's not a heschadas, and therefore, you wouldn't make a new bracha. Yeah, if everybody went, so then you would make a new bracha when they came back. So the Gemara is medayik. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about hamotzi or shahakel. Are we talking about things that need bracha chorin in its place or not? So the Gemara brings a raya that the Braisa is talking about. We're talking about hamotzi, and if so, the Gemara asks, it's a kash on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that hamotzi, you can leave the place, and even if you didn't leave anybody behind, it's okay. So it's a kash on Rav Chisda. The Gemara answers that this price is Rabbi Huda, and Rav Chisda pass can say the chachamim. So the bottom line is Rav Chisda remains. Then there's another shitta, Rav Chisda remains, and that's the shitta chachamim. Then there's another shitta, which is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Echazev, talking of Arik, whenever you leave the house, you always need to make another bracha. It doesn't matter if it's hamotzi, doesn't matter if it is shahakel. That's the opinion of what exactly is called a dovra tam bracha chorin b'mkoymai? What other food items that need a bracha chorin? As I said, hamotzi, that's muskim. So it's about three machlokes rishonim. There are some rishonim, the Rashbam and possibly the Rambam, who hold that it means all shivas haminim. Anything which the bracha chorin is ala michya or ala eitz main shalish. A main shalish, so wine, fruit, shivas aminim, or mazainus, or moitzi, all of those things are dovra tam bracha chorin b'mkoymai. That's the opinion of the Rashbam. Then you have the opinion of Egoyas Maimonides that it's only hamoitzi. And then you have the opinion of the Rosh and other Rishonim that it is hamoitzi and mazainus. Hamoitzi and mazainus, yeah.
Is there a time frame how long you go and come
back? Yes, the regular time frame of how long you're able to make a bracha chorin. So that would be another din, that if you're hungry once again, so then it's the end of a meal and you start again. But so all with it, I'm discussing now within a shorter time frame. Yeah, so a couple of minutes, let's say, without getting into complications, or a little bit longer, but in a way that if I was still in the house, I wouldn't have to make another bracha.
So what was that third shitta?
The third shitta is Hamotzi Amazonus, and that is the Rosh. Now,
why isn't that the same as the Rashbam?
He says all shivas aminim, also fruit. The Rashbam says all shivas aminim, and he says only mozen, the Rosh is only mozen, right? So that's a machloikas. Now the halacha we paskin, the mechaber brings all three shittas, and he paskins a chetchila yishvi machmir to always make a bracha chorin b'mkoyimoy on any shivas aminim. Okay, chetchila yishvi machmir. But and similarly, the Magen Avraham says that since it's a sofik how we paskin. Before I get there, I'm sorry that it's a little bit details. That's the problem. That's the problem with this sugya. That it happens to be a complicated sugya. Yeah. Maybe the problem is I chose it. But okay, that's what. Now, just a moment. So we have the din of Rav Chisda. We have the opinion of Rav Chisda. Let me summarize. Rav Chisda holds things that need a bracha achorin in the place. They are. Then you don't make a new bracha when you leave. Things that don't need a bracha achorin in the place, you do make a bracha when you leave. Rav Sheshes holds everything. How do we paskin? So it's machlokes Rishonim. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Sheshes, that you always need a new bracha. The Tos and the Rosh paskin like Rav Chisda, that it depends what food item it is. The Mechaber paskins like the Rif and the Rambam, like Rav Sheshes, that you always need a new bracha. And the Ramah paskins like Rav Chisda, that it depends which food item you are eating. Right? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it's a shochach. If you forgot, the Mesilah say you can. Yeah.
You need to go back.
But you don't need to go back. That's right. If you're shochach not, but mezid, then yeah. That would be hamoitzi, which kolei al may come back. What about for something which is a sofik? So sofik, then you don't need to go back. So lemaisa with machmir lechatchila to always be the bracha chorinim b'mkoymoi. No, but I didn't want to go there. So again, so we have to work things out. According to Rav Sheshes, the truth is, it's relatively straightforward. That whenever you leave the place, you have to make a new bracha. So Sfaradim that are following the Mechaber, they would, if they ran out in the story, they're eating supper, and then they went out to get the Uncle Duvi ice cream, and they come back, they would need to make a new bracha. However, for Ashkenazim, who are following the Ramah, that's where it gets a bit more complicated, and that's what I want to go through based on what we've what I've shared with you from the Gemara. And even if the details of the Gemara, you might have missed something, but I'll now share it with a practical plate of food. I think it'll be easier and clearer. So again, I mentioned the story was we're eating supper, and there was mezonos there, there was pasta, there was hadomo, there was a salad, and there was shakel, there was some salmon. So some of the people left. So now. The people that ate, the simple halacha would be, the people that ate mezonos, the people that ate the pasta, so when they come back, they wouldn't make another mezonos. Now it was a machloikus, if mezonos is like bread, if mezonos needs a dover atom bracha achreinim b'mkoymoi, but because it's a machloikus, so we'd apply the rule of sofit brachas rachel, and you wouldn't make another mezonos. So that's relatively straightforward. The people that decided they want to eat more healthy, and they only had the salmon and the salad, so they made a shakel and hadomo. So they had things that are eino tam bracha achreinim b'mkoymoi, assuming there was no olives in the salad, so there's no shivas aminim. So they had things that do not need a bracha achreinim in the place, and therefore when they left the house to get the Uncle Duvi ice cream, they would have to, when they come back, they would have to make another shakel on the food. Yeah, that seems relatively straightforward. Huh? Why? Because it's something that does not need a bracha achorin in the place, and anything that doesn't need a bracha achorin in the place, Rav Chisda paskins, and then followed by the Ramah, that when you leave, that shows you're finished. Now, but even though that's not what you meant.
Exactly. They knew that they were going out.
Even though it's not what you meant, even though it's seemingly clear in the Shitzar Ramah, even though it's not what you meant, nevertheless, your maisim are stronger than your machshava, let's say it like that. So when you actually leave the room, that is called a hesach hadas.
The house.
Right. The story of the house, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Right. The first complication becomes the people that ate mezonos, the people that did eat the pasta and the salmon, when they come back, do they have to make a shahakul as well? In other words, the mezonos they don't have to make. Because the mezonos might be, it's only misafik, but the mezonos might be something that needs a bracha achorin in the place, and therefore they don't have to make a mezonos. But do they have to make a shakel? Do I say that because of the mezonos they had to come back, so therefore there was no heschadas of the entire meal, and therefore even the shakel they don't have to make? Or do I say that no, the mezonos is one halacha, and the mezonos needs a bracha achorin in its place, so for it there was no heschadas. But the shahakal, which doesn't, the brain of Fosh, was able to make outside, so for it there was a heschadas. So that is something which, to be honest, I didn't see a clear, crystal clear marmachim. However, there is a Tosfos. But Tosfos discusses something similar. Tosfos discusses that what about if you were in the middle of a meal, so you made a moitzi, and then we've already decided, you made a moitzi, and you go to another room, so you don't make another amoitzi. That we've decided. Because amoitzi certainly needs a bracha achorin in the place. But what about if I want to drink in the other room? And by the way, this happens often. You're in the middle of a meal, you've made a moitzi, you go elsewhere, another room without das, according to those shittas, or another building, for whatever reason, and then you want to just have a drink over there. So what's the din? do I make a shahakol on that drink? Because true, I'm in the middle of a meal, and true, for the meal I have to come back, but that's for the bread I have to come back. But this is not bread. This is just a drink. And for a drink, the halacha is that you would make another bracha. So Tosfos discusses that case, and Tosfos says that you do not make another shahakol. Because since you're in the middle of the meal, and since for the meal you're going to be coming back, so also for the shahakol, you also don't make. You wouldn't have made shahakol. So the question is now, when you're in another room, do you make shahakol? Or do I look at that as I'm in the middle of the meal? So does the meal schlep along, pull along the shahakol? And Tosfos says it does. So at first glance, one would say the same is true about the mezonos, that the mezonos also will schlep along the shahakol. However, the Tosfos is brought in the Beis Yosef, so, and then it's brought in the Magen Avraham, the Halacha. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav also quotes this Magen Avraham, and he explains it in the following way. He says, since the shahakol, if you have the shahakol, it's going to be covered by the benching, so therefore it needs a bracha achrona in its place. It's the water, or whatever I'm going to be drinking, the water, or the orange juice, or the wine, what bracha achrona am I going to be making on it? Benching. It's going to be covered by the benching. So it does need a bracha achrona in its place. So therefore you don't make another bracha, because it gets pulled after the bread, because it also it has the same bracha achrona as the bread. So if that's the pshat in the Tosfos, that it's not because when I'm anyway going back, so I don't make a bracha on anything. The idea is, anything which is covered by the same bracha achrona, so it has the same halachas. So if so, that would be true if it's part of a meal. But if I'm having mezonos and shahakol, where they're two separate bracha achronas, the implication would be that I look at them independently. I look at them as two separate macholim, two separate foods with two separate sets of halachas, and therefore, although the mezonos I wouldn't make when I come back, the shahakol I would make when I come back, and I think that's what would be the achron halacha. So, to summarize so far with Balding, the people that ate charcoal, the people that only had the salmon and the adoma, the salad, when they come back, they make another bracha. The people had mezonos and charcoal, so the mezonos, when they come back, they don't make, and the charcoal, when they come back, they do make. But the truth is, it's not so simple. There's not everybody jumped up to go to Uncle Doovie's. Some people felt whatever. Either they didn't like the ice cream, or they wasn't healthy, or they felt it wasn't respectful, or whatever it was. Not everyone in the room, or they thought there's a shaila lalocha. You know, getting up for the mezonos, since some opinions hold, that's a dover tom bracha chrein mim koimo, and some hold not. So when you come back and eat mezonos without a bracha, it's going to be a sofi bracha. So it's better to avoid that. But kids, there were some achmirim in the room, or healthy people in the room, or respectable people in the room, whatever it is, that didn't go to the Uncle Doovie's. And therefore what? So we've left some people behind. So maybe that changes the halachas. So I mentioned to you already, there was a braisa in the Gemara that said that that if you leave some people behind, that's called a continuation. Yeah, so here comes the question. The Gemara said so about first of all, the Gemara said so only in Shittas Rav Sheshes. Didn't say so clearly in Rav Shittas Rav Chista. But Lachur, Rav Sheshes holds it, and Rav Chista holds it also. Yeah, when you learn the Sugya, this comes out. But the point is, the Gemara said so by Mezonos and by Hamoitzi, or by Hamoitzi, by something that needs a bracha chrein in its place. The Gemara said leaving people behind is a kvius, and therefore it's a continuation. That's true according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes learned that it doesn't matter what food you eat, you always need to make a new bracha, except if you left something behind. Rav Chista holds if you're eating a moitzi, even if you don't leave something behind, it's continuation. So the question is whether according to Rav Chista there's any din of leaving something behind. Because it could be the whole concept of leaving something behind, which creates a kvius, is only by a moitzi. It's only by something that needs a bracha in its place. Only by meal, only by mezonos, maybe by shahakol. We don't find clearly in the Gemara that also by shahakol there's a concept of chaverim, of leaving people behind. So the shaila is whether we would say the din of chaverim, the din of leaving people behind, as a continuation, even by shahakol foods. And this becomes a major machloikus, achronim, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach, and the Taz, all say that by shahakol, leaving somebody behind does not make a difference. On the other hand, the Ramah and the Magen Avraham say that when you leave somebody behind, if not everybody left the room, so then it's called a hemshuch, even by a shahakol food. So therefore, since some people were there by the meal, so therefore, at least according to the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, and for in order not to get too complicated, let's assume that's how we're going to Paskin, like the Ramah and Magen Avraham, which I think would be fair enough. That's the way Shulchan Aruch Paskins also. I don't remember how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, but I would guess that he Paskins at the Magen Avraham, that if you leave people behind, so then it's a continuation, even by Shakel. So that's now flipped everything on its head. If everyone jumped up and left Uncle Duvies, so then the dinim would be as we said till now. That you wouldn't make a new bracha on the pasta, but you would make a new bracha on the salmon. If we left some people behind, so then we wouldn't be making any new brachas at all. Yeah. Oh, but that's all if we come back into the ice cream, that's right. What about eating the ice cream outside? Yeah? What about eating the ice cream outside? So the people that made mezonos, so if they are continuing to eat mezonos outside, so let's say you've ordered the ice cream with the cone, and then I would think that since the cone is there not just to hold the ice cream, but also for the taste, so therefore in addition to the shakel, you'd also make a mezonos. I think generally that's just accepted if it's a sweet cone, which I think Uncle Louis cones are, so then rather than just a plain one, so then it's there not just to hold the ice cream, but also to add taste, and then we follow the rule that mezonos is a bottle, so you'd make a mezonos in addition. So on the mezonos, we would say that there's a shitta, we're choishos the shitta that it's a dovra tom brach chrenim koimoi, and therefore that's not a hefsek. And therefore, you wouldn't make that mezonos if you're eating it outside. On the shahakol, so then you would make a shahakol, even if you've eaten a mezonos inside. But based on the way it came out from this year, even if you've eaten a mezonos inside, that pulls the mezonos. And then you wouldn't make another mezonos, but another shahakol you would make. We look at each one as independently. What about the fact that I've left chaverim, that I've left friends inside? So does that count as a continuation? So there's also a Klimogon of Rome that the din of Chaverim counts only if you're coming when you come back. But if you're eating in the second place, although generally the din are the same, but the din of Chaverim doesn't help you for that. Mm-hmm. The fact that you've left someone behind doesn't mean that eating elsewhere is a continuation. There's no reason to assume that.
When he made his first bracha mezonos inside,
yeah,
he didn't know Uncle Duvi was coming.
100%.
He had no idea that there was going to be a mezonos outside.
Correct, but okay. So the shinim wakam wouldn't be a problem. You're saying mitzad the din of there was no plan, so that would depend if you still have the Michael Rishon with you. So I'm not sure, because if you still have more of the Michael Rishon and then you have an additional Michael, so then we wouldn't make a new mezonos. Mm-hmm. Unless okay, fair enough. The truth is, you're probably right that either way that's a hesedah. So another mezonos you make, yeah, you're right. So nothing to do with the mokum, yeah. So for a different reason, that's a good point. For a different reason, you're anyway making a bracha on Uncle Duvi's because it was a surprise, unless. You've ordered Uncle Duvi to come, and then we would have to work out these dinim again. Right, and the people are sitting on the balabayas, that's right. So if in the beginning of the meal, people ask the balabayas, what's for dessert? And he says, wait and see, there's a surprise. And the surprise is Uncle Duvi's, and you obviously say on the balabayas. So then there would be no new brocha because of the fact that I wasn't planning to eat it. We only have to work out the dinim because of the shinui mokum. And for that, what I'm saying is, the din would be that if you're eating outside, the chaverim wouldn't help, and therefore, for everybody, the shahakol, you would have to make another shahakol. The exception would be, not such a common case, but in middle of a suuda. So now, in middle of a suuda, you'd anyway have to make a shahakol on the ice cream, because it's not part of the suuda, so it's like a dessert, but you're making a shahakol. But if you've already made a shahakol on a different thing which is not part of the suda, so I was inside and I started my dessert, there was the balabayas decided to really make a show over here, so he served the dessert and then came the second dessert, right? And the first dessert was already a shahakol. So because you've already made a shahakol inside, then going outside would not warrant another shahakol, because that's what Tosafot says. Since that shahakol is going to be covered by the dessert. So although you make a bracha rishayna, you don't make a bracha achrayna. The benching covers that ice cream as well. So because it's covered by the benching, so therefore the fact that I'm coming inside for the bread, I'm coming back to bench, is going to cover the ice cream as well, and then I wouldn't have to make a shahakol on the ice cream. Okay, so I think that takes us to 9 o'clock, so we can stop over here.
Those people are fascinating. I'm told that.
Yeah?
COVID, You don't make a bracha, even if it's a sweet corn?
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I meant. You didn't recharge it overnight, because it had about 65%.
Oh, it's
now a cashier. So you say, I...